This is the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show, brought to you by Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation, Wells Fargo, Geico, Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue, and by Everbank. Now, to get things started, here's Cole Pepper.
Jaguars lose in primetime, 27-10 to the Indianapolis Colts. Colts now 6-3 on the season. Jaguars fall to 1-8, and the troubles at home continue. The Jaguars have been outscored by 103 points in five home games so far this year. And, of course, 0-5 at home. It is not a very friendly way to repay the what has been a very good crowd here at Everbank Field this year. The fans have been turning out and making noise today. I hope everybody enjoyed the military appreciation festivities, which I thought were just fantastic. Great job by the guys in charge there. But Jaguars don't get it done on the field yet again, 27-10, and it's time now for our Comcast lightning-fast questions of the game.
See how quick I can be.
All right. Well, let's just start right at the quarterback position, Blaine Gabbert. We've been following his progress forward and backward, up and down this year. Last 2 weeks, steps back, I think.
Definitely, you have to say it has been steps backward. This, no touchdowns, interception, you know, the big play, you got to notice those things. Seems like a little timing is a little off. Those outside throws really couldn't connect real well. Great catch by Mercedes on the one outside route thrown. You saw a big difference when he came in and started throwing those outside routes to the back shoulder, throws that, you know, Blaine was having a little trouble with.
What about the no huddle? They went to the no huddle fairly early in the ball game and seemed to have some level of success with that. Should they stick with it?
I think so. It gave some tempo to the offense. It got them into a rhythm.
Some immediacy.
Yeah, you know, and it showed me some urgency. So I think that's something, hey, if that's what it's going to take, whatever, at this point, by all means necessary.
And number three, can it be fixed this year?
Looking just now, I think it's about evaluation right now. You know, as far as fixing what's going on, this is a fix that's going to occur during the offseason with some personnel changes. So right now, hey, the eyes is on all those guys who really wants to be around for next season.
Those are our Comcast Lightning Fast questions of the game. This portion of the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show brought to you by the Insurance Office of America, transforming the insurance industry to serve you better. I want to remind you that the Jaguars Rewards Program is now better than ever. Season ticket owners get all the great premium benefits like Teal Deals and the Gate Gas Redemption Program. But the Rewards Program is now open to all Jaguars fans. Get great discounts, cash back, and register to win a trip to the Super Bowl. Visit Jaguars.com and click on the Jaguars Rewards logo to start earning your rewards today. Well, Brian will be going over the numbers, but just kind of taking a glance down, one that really jumps out at me. Longest run of the game for the Jaguars today was turned in by Blaine Gabbert, a 10-yard run. Other than that, nothing more than 4 yards on the ground.
Wow.
The Jaguars got beat in the trenches. They got beat quarterback play. They lost in that matchup. There may not have been a place on the field where the Jaguars didn't get outplayed today.
Well, you know, when you talk about the running game, you're really getting to see who is really the key to the running game. Not MJD, Mr. Greg Jones. Since he's been out, the running game has just been terrible. Even with MJD out and Greg Jones in, you saw a lot more effective running game. But since he's been absent, you know, running game has gone nowhere.
We saw LaRon Robinson utilized quite a bit more. I think he's an asset to the passing game when he's in there. You know, missed three games with the concussions. That's been an issue. But career-high 9 catches today. And then Cecil Shorts got his yards as well. You know, there's just a lot missing right now from the look of, just from the eye test. Forget about the stats. Forget about the numbers. And you go out there and you see, it doesn't, the Jaguars offense is just, there's no sync. There's no space being created. Not a lot of comfort in the pocket for the quarterback. Things are just off. I mean, this is like a clock that runs. Half a minute slow every hour.
Well, you know, there's no game breakers. At least on offense, you just don't have any game breakers. Even with Shorts, with his long plays, a lot of times the plays he's had during the course of the year that have been big plays down the field has been issues in the coverage, and not necessarily him just outrunning the guy. You saw it. He had the big play, and he was able to get taken down. You talk about Robinson. He's not a threat, you know, going deeper than, you know, 7 yards. There's nobody that's actually forcing the defense to actually to spread the defense, a threat deep down the field without some form of miscommunication in the secondary.
Yeah, you can't rely on other people to make mistakes.
You got to have some guys that can just flat out just beat people.
Above the X's and O's,
exactly.
Some comments like that you talk about.
Nobody can outrun the defense. They don't have anyone to just flat out outrun the defense.
You need a truck that works for you even when you're not working. The 2012 Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup truck that fits your lifestyle. See your Southern Chevy dealer today, proud sponsors of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I tell you, football game aside, it was kind of a neat day. Had a chance to interview the Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mavis. That was neat. Talk a little bit about the connection between the military and Jacksonville. And, of course, tomorrow night out at Mayport, they'll be playing the Navy Marine Corps Classic on one of those amphibious carriers. I'm looking forward to doing the public address announcing of that and being on hand for that.
In the future.
Finding out about some of those ships that are going to be here in Jacksonville at Mayport. We heard from Roger Goodell on the pregame show. Mm-hmm. Goodell was working the crowd in the stadium here today. Saw him taking a lot of pictures with a lot of fans throughout the course of the – so, you know, listen, there – I mean, I'm frustrated. I mean, fans who sit there in the crowd, I get the frustration.
Yeah, I mean, you figure it was actually Mularkey showed the frustration.
You could see Mularkey showing the frustration on that first the touchdown by Andrew Luck.
I don't think that was a touchdown. I mean, I know, but I'm watching that replay. The defensive line actually made a stand right there.
More notably. I'm not sure it was that clear that somebody could have made that decision before the Colts lined up to kick it. At least just stop
it. Look.
Make sure that you get it right. If it was right, and I've seen some pictures.
You've seen more decisive scores where they've taken a heck of a lot longer
just
to decide whether that was a touchdown or not.
Yep.
I think that was unjust in the way that they went about deciding that was a touchdown.
There of the 50-50 calls that happened in today's ball game. None of them went the Jaguars' way.
I want the replacement ref back.
People tweeting that as well. You know, listen, when you're struggling, when you've got one win on the season, the calls don't go your way.
Not at all.
Don't go your way. Nothing is going to go your way. You have to make something happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you've been on some teams that had struggles. Were you ever on a 1-8 team?
Never start out this way. You know, ended up maybe, I think worst season I've played was 5-11, but never just ended up this way. It's just a longer streak. And the thing is, you got all the playmakers sitting on the bench. The guys that actually even set the tone all are on the sideline. Mm-hmm. You know, MJD, like we talked about Greg Jones. Those, mm-hmm. These guys bring a toughness to the offense and a whole different mentality. Yeah. Darryl Smith, and you can say what you want about Rasheem Mathis. He makes plays. He might have gave up a touchdown to Reggie Wayne today, but it's a high likelihood that he would have got an interception himself and possibly took it back with six. So you got playmakers on the sideline and the guys that are out there, you know, to be quite honest with you, they're just guys. And they're not making enough big plays. So, you know, that's probably the biggest issue. They don't have enough go-getters out there, game breakers.
All right, for the next game, try Sonny's Chicken and Ribs, only $10.99, a heaping helping of barbecue chicken and sweet and smoky ribs, plus two of your favorite sidekicks and garlic bread or cornbread, all for only $10.99. Sonny's, the first name in barbecue. Well, we're somewhat what you would call dancing a little bit here because it has been a very extended amount of time that Mike Mularkey's been in talking with the team, and we await the head coach with Jeff Loggeman. We saw the most, I think, dramatic emotional reaction from a guy who is a very measured, logical, even-keel guy today after that Luck touchdown that was not at least apparently reviewed. We'll talk about that here in just a bit. For now, though, let's head to the locker room. Jeff Loggeman has our coach's report brought to you by Bubba Burgers. Jeff?
All right, thank you, Cole, and here with head coach Mike Mularkey. Mike, early on in that ball game, didn't start the way you wanted to. You had clearly it was a takeaway interception by Aaron Ross. The penalty took that away, and then on the ensuing offensive possession, a fumble and gave the ball back to the Colts. Just didn't start right at all.
No, it really didn't. You know, our guys, I felt so good about our guys coming out here and executing the plan. And we have really not done that all year, and we've tried to avoid making some of the mistakes we've made. And again, we did it again tonight, and it just, you know, that's what we've talked about. We see the results, the negative results, when we make a bad play here or something happens. We just, we have to overcome ourselves before we can even try to take on the Colts. And I love the effort of our guys, and I know what they're trying. They're trying to do everything right, and we got to start doing things smarter and making some plays when they're out there. And they're all out there to be made, and at some point we got to do it.
There were a couple calls that were controversial. The Cecil Shorts catch, the Andrew Luck quarterback sneak for a touchdown, and obviously set you off. Your viewpoint on those?
Well, I'm seeing something that I see different. I lost my composure. I was probably not good. And all that does is influences them to even, I have to look at it on film, some of these things, but I'm not going to get into the officiating. Again, I'm not going to make comments about it. We got to do other things other than the officiating to help win games on our own. But it is what it is.
At the end of that game, Blaine Gabbert scrambles, lands on his shoulder, comes out, appears he's ready to go back in. Chad Henne ends up staying in there. The question's coming. Is Blaine your guy going forward?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we're down, two, three scores, and, we just had a quarterback have his shoulder come out again, and that would not be very smart on our part to put him back in the game in that situation. So you can ask the questions all you want.
Going forward, how do you handle it?
Well, I think, that's what I said to these guys. They see what I see on the sideline. They see the plays that we're not making, the penalties that are not getting us off the field on third down defensively. The drops continue. We just got to grow. We got to mature as a team. We got to quit having to overcome ourselves, let alone our opponent each week. And it's just they see it and they know it without me telling them.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Okay, Jeff.
All right, that was the coach's report, and in there you heard the injury report from our friends at Brooks Rehabilitation. When we come back from this commercial timeout, we'll have the Wells Fargo stats check. And, folks, you can pick up your Denny's Playmaker card at participating Denny's locations and learn how you can win a Mega Jaguars fan experience at the December 23rd home game. No purchase is necessary. Again, a Wells Fargo final stats check brought to you by our friends at Wells Fargo when we return on Jaguars Radio. Score a touchdown with Geico in just 15 minutes. You could save 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO today for your free rate quote. We go to the locker room. Jeff Lockman has Cecil Shorts, 6 catches, 105 yards, and a touchdown. His second 100-yard game in the last 4. Jeff?
Thank you, Brian. Cecil, Brian just mentioned your stats, 6 catches, over 100 yards, but doesn't feel good, does it?
Not at all. Like I said before, the most important stat or anything is getting that W. So, I thought we had a good game plan coming in to today. But didn't work out our way today.
It's got to hurt more in that this is national TV. This is an opportunity to let everybody else see your team. And the performance is not there. Where does this team go from here?
I think Blaine did a good job at the end saying we got to sit together. It's going to be snakes in the water. Everybody got something to say. Everybody's going to have an opinion. But basically, we can't go nothing but up from here. So we're going to stick together, keep grinding, keep fighting hard, and try to push. And we got a couple of days off here and get ready for Houston next week.
Houston's certainly a very good football team. Absolutely. You guys are one win, one game past the halfway point. Coach Mularkey, obviously very frustrated. Staff's frustrated. Players are frustrated. Staying together, number one priority, I would think.
Absolutely. Staying together, keep pushing. Try to bond with each other. And, just work through it because we're not going to be here forever. We're going to eventually start winning and turning things around. Then we can look back in here in this situation and, we can see where we came from. But right now, we got to sit together and just keep grinding.
All right, thank you, Cecil.
Thank you.
All right, that's Cecil Shorts from the Jaguars locker room. Sip more, pay less. Any size premium roast coffee, soft drink, or sweet tea. Now just $1 at McDonald's. Any day, any size, any time. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Back to the Wells Fargo stats check. Jaguars roll up today, 337 total yards. 300 from the passing attack, only 37 on the ground. Blaine Gabbert finished 18 of 31 for 209 yards and an interception. His passer rating 65.1. Chad Henne came on a relief, threw 16 times, completed 10 of those for 121, a touchdown, an interception, and an 80.5 passer rating. The leading receiver, you just heard Cecil Shorts, 6 for 105 and a touchdown. LaRon Robinson, a career-high 9 catches for 77 yards. Michael Spurlock, 6 catches for 61. Mercedes Lewis, 3 for 36. Justin Blackman, 3 for 25. Jalen Parmalee, 1 for 26. The leading rusher, Rashad Jennings, 11 for 27 yards. Blaine Gabbert scrambled once for 10 yards. And we go downstairs and join Jeff Loggeman again with linebacker Russell Allen.
Russell, Andrew Luck comes to town tonight, and not the result you wanted. How does this defense, you know, get over the mountaintop and start playing at a winning level?
Well, I know it's getting a bit redundant, but the reality is we just have to get better at doing what we do. You know, we believe in our system, we believe in our players. It's just a matter of improving, you know, on the little things, and then that's going to eventually turn the corner for us.
How much harder does it make it that this, you know, national TV game, NFL Network, does it make it harder?
I mean, yeah, you know, it's always, you always want to play your best in front of a national audience, but, you know, each and every game is important to us, and we want to win, and it's always frustrating when you have that outcome.
What's the coach's message to a team after a game like this?
Just stay together. You know, when you're going through tough times like this, it's easy to let things come between you, but, you know, the reality is this, what we got in this locker room is what's important, and we just need to stick together.
All right, thank you, Russell.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you.
All right. Andrew Luck, 18 of 26, 227 yards and an interception. His passer rating, 80.1, but he did run for 2 touchdowns today. The leading receiver for Indianapolis, Reggie Wayne, 8 for 96. Donnie Avery had 4 for 65, and the tight end Allen had 2 for 31. The Jaguars, 3 turnovers, 2 interceptions, 1 return for a touchdown by Darius Butler, and then the fumble by LaRon Robinson that was recovered at the 39-yard line to kill a drive. And the Jaguars had 1 takeaway on 2 sacks. Austin Lane with a sack strip, forced fumble that was recovered by Jeremy Mincy that set up the touchdown drive late in the ball game. So the Jaguars fall tonight 27-10, are 0-5 at home for the first time in their history, and 1-8 for the first time in Jaguars history. Now they've got the weekend off, 10 days to get ready to go to Houston and take on one of the best teams in the National Football League. I guess if there's any consolation, it's that the Jaguars have played pretty well on the road this year. Well, you could be driving a brand new Kia Optima by registering to win Conn's Kia. Stop by Southside Kia or Kia of Orange Park for your chance to win. Time for our Bud Play of the Game, brought to you by Bud Light. It's a sure sign of a good time. Here we go, late in the ballgame. Jaguars looking for anything they could hang their hat on, and they got it from Austin Lane. T.Y. Hilton in motion. 3 receivers total for Luck, who's under center. Deep drop to throw, steps up into the pocket. Now he's getting hit, and the ball is free on the field. And this one is recovered by Jeremy Mincy. Austin Lane got the sack strip. And Jeremy Mincy comes up with it at the 19-yard line. And that's our Bud Play of the Game, and that'll do it from the broadcast booth. Folks, I got to just say, we don't have an explanation for this any more than you do. We're scratching our heads and unsure why what we thought might happen with this team has been the exact opposite of what has actually happened with this team. So Culpepper and Marco Coleman have the Winn-Dixie postgame show and then the Southern Ford Dealers scoreboard show. An opportunity for you to vent. And I imagine there will be plenty of that. Thanks to the folks at CopyFax, the DeFore family, for printing our game charts every week. The only and exclusive provider of business machines to the Jacksonville Jaguars. To T.J. Strite from Atlantic Beach, my home spotter. Thank you so much, T.J. We appreciate it. To Scott Kushner and Joe Fortunato. For Jeff Loggeman, I'm Brian Sexton. Final score, final time, 27-10. Colts win. Jaguars lose for the 6th consecutive week in a row. Cole and Marco have you the rest of the way, folks. You're in capable hands on the Jaguars Radio Network. Good night.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss. No irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Business insurance. It's not just about the bricks and mortar and inventory. It's about the people who rely on the business, the customers, the employees, and you. As an independent agent, we can tailor a program that's just right for you. Invest in safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people.
Insurance Office of America, transforming the insurance industry to serve you better. Jacksonville International Airport is your season ticket to Jaguars away games. Fly nonstop to Minneapolis, Houston, Miami, and Nashville. Just four of the 24 cities with daily nonstop service from JAX. Other NFL markets are only one convenient connection away. Go all in at flyjax.com. That's flyjax.com.
Hey, Jags fans, put that cash back in your wallet and break out the all-new Jaguars Visa Check Card instead. Available only at EverBank. It's the card that yields to no one. And it's yours free when you open EverBank's Yield Pledge checking account. Be the complete fan. Claim your Jags card today at a local EverBank financial center near you. For more details, call 904-623-EVER. And to get a look at the card, go online. Go to everbank.com/JagsCard. EverBank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Winn-Dixie Postgame Show. Cole Pepper, Marco Coleman now from Jaguars Central. Get a great deal on a Ford F-150 during Truck Month at your local Southern Ford dealer. Winn-Dixie Postgame Show rolls on after a 27-10 loss to the Indianapolis Colts. Offensively, were there any bright spots that you saw in the game today?
When Henny came in, he looked pretty good. You know, I have to say, from the last time he came in, he was a lot sharper.
Much better, yeah.
A lot sharper. I mean, the throws that he made, they were always in the right spots. That touchdown to Shorts was a really good throw. That back shoulder throw, that was really nice. Yeah, other than that, Robinson showed, he did a pretty good job also getting in there after being out for quite a while. I thought that was a good
interesting
show.
The kind of game he had. 9 catches, 77 yards. So he averaged 8.5 yards a catch. He's a guy who, during training camp, and we've seen him in there, looked like a guy who's going to be a deep threat. Well, now it looks like he's going to be the intermediate guy. Shorts is the deep threat. Where does that leave Justin Blackmon?
Well, Justin Blackmon's just got to get in the game. I thought they kind of got away from Mercedes. I thought, Mercedes had matchups to where, that mismatch was there. And early on in the game, they got it to him quite a bit, and he was productive. Had the big catch on that on the one-out pattern where he dove for the ball. That was a really nice catch. So he was pretty much ready to go, it seemed like, today. But they got away from him being involved. I don't know. I mean, it's only one ball, and they're showing that you do have the capability with Shorts, with Robinson, and with Mercedes. So now where does that leave Blackmon, actually?
They still got to get the ball down the field more. And I put a lot of that on the quarterback because there are times where he's standing in there, and he's, again, the clock is going off too soon. I mean, he's got to give it another heartbeat. Some guys get open down the field.
I may be wrong, but I just have not seen any of the wide receivers just flat out beat somebody down the field. It's always been the opposing teams not doing the right things in coverage. You'll see a mistake, a safety not dropping as far as he should, or biting a little bit more on the run or something of that nature. I was sitting up there and watching the press box. Robinson can't run past anybody. And Shorts, again, it's quick. And when he did get passed on the guy, he actually jumped the short route. And then when Shorts was going, you had a guy with an ankle and a guy behind him that both were able to catch up with him when he broke out. So these guys don't have anyone that has that speed that can just outrun the defense. That's not there.
For the second time this year, the other kind of enduring thought I had coming out of this game is AFC South's going to have their hands full with Andrew Luck for a long time.
like I said, it's one season, and you just never know how to be next year. I mean, you talked about how, you saw how Cam Newton just lit up.
Yeah,
the,
but
the
it's
season.
A different. It's a different. It looks different to me. Doesn't it look different to you.
But you still have to take it one year at a time. It's still kind of early, I think. You still got Locker that I think has some potential also. So, Schaub is still a fairly young guy, and I like that kid from the Yates that they got backing up. That looks like a situation kind of like the Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers of when the good one leaves, is going to have one that's going to come along just better. So this is going to be, I think, in the future, a very competitive quarterback-driven league. It's just the Jags have to get their quarterback caught up to speed with those other guys.
Before we move on to the defense, Mike Mularkey said Gabbert's the guy going forward. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, you got to. I mean, I think at this point, this season was all about his growth. It's obvious that he's still playing with that injury, and he's fighting through it. I think today he didn't do bad. I think the outside throws, you know, when Henny came in, those same throws, he was right on the mark. He put them in all of the right places. Like the play with Mercedes. It's a simple out route. And you know, if Mercedes is not 6'6", that ball's not caught. You saw the same thing on a couple of overthrows to the outside to Blackman. Same thing to Shorts. When it's something about going to that outside that Gabbert just hasn't been able to be effective in those type of throws, where Henny came in and shown the ineffectiveness that Gabbert is having with that.
We'll talk about the defense when we come back. Fans, nobody helps you get ready for game day better than Gate. Snacks, food, drinks, and more. Stop by Gate today. More of the Winn-Dixie postgame show right after this timeout here on Jaguars Radio. Welcome back to the Winn-Dixie postgame show. Cole Pepper, Marco Coleman here. Bueller Swiss Watch Company, proud to be the official watch of the Jaguars. Bueller Swiss Watch is available at Allen's Jewelers in Jacksonville, the Faceted Rainbow in Ocala, the Tallahassee Diamond Center in Tallahassee, Treasures Fine Jewelers in Palatka, and J. Carbone Jewelers in Valdosta. All right, defensively today, Jaguars give up they give up 20 points. You have the interception return for a touchdown. Right out of the gate, though, you know, you saw a couple of decent plays, but again, you go back to the Terrence Knighton hit on the head of Andrew Luck kind of turned the way things were going. I mean, again, Mike Mularkey referred to it as Jaguars having to overcome themselves. This is not a team that's done a very good job of dealing with adversity this year. They just have when those things happen on the field in the course of the game, they haven't overcome it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, they don't have a good enough defense to put themselves in that type of situation. I mean, it was definitely unfortunate because that was a big play by Ross. That was at a moment in time and within the game that would have completely changed the momentum. But also the interception by Landry was a good play. I mean, so you figure that's three possible turnovers for a defense, you know, including the sack caused fumble by Lane. Mm-hmm. So you had some plays during the course of the game where the defense, you know, contributed, you know, and put themselves in some decent positions. But at the same time, the pass rush still wasn't there. These guys got those sacks, but if you really watched the game, that was on Andrew Luck. I mean, he was standing there and he
typical
patting the ball,
rookie stuff, holding it too long.
Yep. But so you got to give some credit to the coverage. Mm-hmm. Those are coverage sacks.
Yep.
So they did some good jobs in the coverage. I think this was not a great game by the defense, but they did enough. They contributed. Enough done that could have really helped change the game. But the offense just couldn't take advantage, missing the kick. And those type of things, when you're trying to get a win, you just can't do.
Reggie Wayne does pretty well against everybody. But, boy, he has – I'd have to look up his numbers against Jacksonville, but 8 catches, 96 yards today. Boy, the guy can still play.
Well, you know, I think that for Mel, it's really tough for him trying to formulate the defense with the players that he has in there. He doesn't have his guys. You figure, I really do think that Rasheem will make a difference. He gambles, mm-hmm. but, you know, he's going to make a play. He's a playmaker. You know, not having Darryl in the game, you figure Sessions even. I mean, these guys make a – those guys – along with their leadership presence, they're playmakers. Yeah. They make plays.
What was the strength of the – you know, this was the sixth-ranked defense in the league last year. What was the strength of the defense last year?
Mr. Darryl Smith.
Linebackers, right? Yep. Those linebackers. Yep. Now you have two of the three who aren't in there.
Yeah.
Things just not going – I mean, it's again, worst start in franchise history.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that you can say that, you know, in the big picture that's positive about what's going on here. Other than, boy, the military – stuff was great.
That was probably the best part of
highlight of things. All right, we'll take time out, come back, talk a little bit about the direction of things and what happens in the next 9 days between now and the time the Jaguars take on the Houston Texans. This is the Winn-Dixie postgame show right here on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Some people say travel isn't what it used to be. Well, I think travel is what you make it, so I made it better.
The Gold Delta Sky Miles credit card from American Express. Sure, it earns you miles, but what you'll really appreciate is everything it does to make traveling on Delta a little bit easier. Like when you get to the airport, you get a free checked bag on any Delta flight every time you fly. And then when you're at the gate, you get on board sooner with priority boarding. So you can get to your seat, settle in, and do, well, whatever you want. And once you're on your way, you'll even save on drinks, movies, games. You know, the little things to make your flight more relaxing. Call 1-866-524-MX to apply now. You can earn 30,000 bonus miles. With a $0 introductory annual fee for the first year, then it's $95.
Can your card make getting there a little bit easier? My card can.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance, or savings, or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day, through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A.
Think buying insurance is fun and easy? Finding the right company, deciding the right coverage, getting the best price. Fun, easy, it can be overwhelming. And that's why we're here. As a local, independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family. Live your life. Let us help you protect it, providing safe, sound, secure protection with Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Insurance Office of America, transforming the insurance industry to serve you better.
Welcome back, Winn-Dixie Postgame Show. Cole Pepper, Marco Coleman here. We're just watching some of the highlights being replayed on NFL Network here from the game and some of the penalties and so forth. And I have to ask the question. What is it with the inequity of enforcing protecting the quarterback penalties we've seen this year? How many times has Blaine Gabbert or a Jaguar, or in this case Henny at the end, been hit in the head, hit on a unabated of the quarterback where they don't blow the whistle, and then Andrew Luck, you know, gets sneezed on, and we can protect the franchise.
I mean, it's a certain amount of commercials that you have to have in order to get those
calls. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. The guys here don't have enough commercials.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you gotta be more,
exposure, you gotta be more media savvy.
Yeah, I think it's a two commercial minimum.
Well, in that case, they just threw a flag to try to protect Peyton Manning, who does every commercial that's ever been shot. I get the protect the quarterback thing, but why... Shouldn't that apply to everybody who has QB next to their name?
It's supposed to be to everyone.
So what's going on?
I have no idea. I mean, you know, it's definitely a bias. You can see that. And I think even the the offsides, the illegal motion by the quarterback, that was terrible.
I literally in 20 years of covering the National Football League, I've seen a quarterback with a head bob up at the line, but a quarterback in the shotgun calling for the ball. I've never seen that flag.
That was a terrible...
Never.
That was a terrible call because he didn't move. I mean,
he's calling for the ball, and the ball comes right out.
If a defensive lineman was moved, if that was the reason for him jumping off the ball, I mean, you know, they do it on purpose. It's a hard count. But he didn't move.
And it wasn't that he made the hard count and then didn't do anything. He called for the ball. He made the count, and then the ball came out.
That
was
a bad call. I really think that was a bad call.
Ridiculous.
If you watch all the guys, you know, especially, you know, Peyton Manning's one of the best at it, and that's what he does. You know, he's the one that
shaking the hands.
You can call him for it pretty much every game.
You can call it for him as he walks between the sets of two different commercials he's about to shoot.
That's one of his tactics. He uses that to his ability.
And again, literally, I've seen the head bob called under center. I have never seen a quarterback in the shotgun called for that in 20 years of covering the National Football League. Never seen it.
This is what happens when you're 1-6.
That's why you
need respect,
and that's why watching this team is still worth it, because there is crazy stuff going to be called on them that you've never seen before, and it's like a whole new wild experience in watching football.
And we were just watching the one touchdown when they were in the red zone. How they lost the containment when Luck ran that bootleg in. That was just – I don't know if it was the linebacker that was not in the right place or the scheme, but with the tight end outside of defensive end, the linebacker has got to replace in that boot and hold the contain. Nobody came up.
I suggest that's something that Jeff Logman should examine in the film room
on
Jaguars.com or perhaps on Monday night on Jaguars All Access. That's something
definitely.
That I ought to take a look at. Can you make that recommendation?
Yes, I definitely.
Because I know you have the secret defensive ends hotline. You can call them up and
the end
make
can't,
that happen.
Yeah, because the end can't have containment. He couldn't have contained that. So you got to replace him. It's the first thing you got to do on that play is pull the quarterback up now. Make him have to pass the ball right now. At least take away one of the four options. You got three wide receivers out.
Mm-hmm.
That fourth option,
running the ball.
You got to at least take that one away.
Yeah, it make some contact there. All right, we'll take timeout. Sexton summary still to come. This is the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show after the Jaguars lose at home again right here on Jaguars Radio.
That's 6-3, man.
Welcome back, Winn-Dixie postgame show. Jaguars lose it 27-10. Time now for the Metro PCS Sexton summary. The highlights and lowlights of today's game through the calls of the voice of the Jaguars, Brian Sexton. It was 3-0. Indy with the lead when Josh Scobie had a 44-yard field goal missed wide right. First time in 21 attempts he's missed this year. That's sort of the way things were going to go. Jaguars looked like they were going to force an interception. Aaron Ross picked it off, but it was called back because Terrence Knighton had hit Andrew Luck in the head. So the Colts continued their drive. Couple of first down passes to Reggie Wayne. Set up the Colts from the 5-yard line, trying to improve on a 3-0 lead.
Brown in the backfield, play action rolling out right. Luck's got room. Luck can score, and he just did. Touchdown Colts.
10-0 at that point. Jaguars then would fumble away on the next possession. Laron Robinson, on a play that was reviewed, gave it up, and the Colts would take advantage.
Luck under center. Two backs, three tight ends, takes it himself for the touchdown. Did he bobble it? Now they say touchdown.
So it was a 1-yard run for Andrew Luck there. That prompted an explosion from the sideline from head coach Mike Mularkey. Didn't like the fact that the play wasn't visibly reviewed. Maybe it was. It was never noted that it was reviewed upstairs. So it was 17-0. And the Jaguars late in the first half would give a little bit of life to things.
Four receivers and the tight end now with his hand on the ground. There's the snap. Luck back to throw. Stepped up into the pocket. Is hit as he throws. And this one is intercepted. It's going back this time. That's DeJuan Landry. And he's got room to the outside. He is. He just flipped the ball off to Chris Brzezinski. And Brzezinski took it to the 32-yard line.
Led to a Josh Scobie field goal to make it a 17-3 ball game at the half. In the second half, though, things didn't go much better.
Safeties are backing off. Gabbert takes the waist-high delivery and drops to throw, turns and fires, and this one is intercepted. Touchdown, Indianapolis. Picked off by Darius Butler, who stepped in front of Cecil Shorts, and it's a pick six.
24-3 at that point. In the fourth quarter, the Jaguars forced a fumble. Austin Lane hitting Andrew Luck. Ball came free. Jeremy Mincy pounced on it, and the Jaguars would take advantage with Chad Henne in the ball game after Blaine Gabbert left with an apparent re-aggravation of his left shoulder. Jaguars would finally find Pater.
And he takes the snap. Here comes the pressure. He'll turn and throw. Shorts has got a touchdown, Jacksonville.
Part of a six-catch, 105-yard day for Cecil Shorts. Adam Vinatieri would add a 41-yard field goal, and that would just about do it. Jaguars lose it 27-10. That was the Metro PCS Sexton summary. With no signed contracts, Metro PCS lets you unlimit yourself. We're back with more with the protector of the game and the coverage of the game as the Winn-Dixie postgame show continues right after this timeout here on Jaguars Radio. Welcome back, Winn-Dixie postgame show. Cole Pepper, Marco Coleman here at Jaguar Central. Time now to name the protector of the game. It's brought to you by the Insurance Office of America. Who's the protector of the game today?
It was a lot of penetration. You know, the guys on the outside were struggling all day. Our guy Brewster had a long day. Mr. Wineri, man, he one of the solid pieces. I think that they'll definitely still be intact come next season.
I would think so. Now time for the Baptist Health coverage of the game. Baptist Health, depend on us for life.
I'll say that big time, you know, interception by Landry. That was a big deal. You know, it gave the offense an opportunity to get a score before the halftime. You know, that was a big play in the game.
I thought maybe you're going to give it to Aaron Ross for the one that got called back.
That was a good one too, man, but hey, it didn't count.
Did not. All right, we'll take time out. Come back. Good, bad, and the ugly straight ahead on the Winn-Dixie postgame show here on the Jaguars Radio Network.
The Jaguars have a home field advantage at EverBank Field. And when it comes to mortgages, you'll have a home field advantage at EverBank. That's because EverBank has local service with a dedicated mortgage specialist and loan processor under the same roof. EverBank's mortgage specialists are ready to help guide you to a great deal on a fixed or adjustable rate, FHA, VA, or jumbo loan. So take advantage of the historic low mortgage rates and get a home field advantage with EverBank today. Visit your local financial center, call 623-4000, or visit everbank.com, equal housing lender.
Now you can make the call and save big with the Jaguars 3-game flex pack. Starting at just $120, you can build your own 3-game mini season ticket and save up to 20% compared to game day prices. Pick any 3 games from the remaining home schedule at EverBank Field.
including games against the New York Jets and the New England Patriots. Create your three-game flex pack by visiting Jaguars.com or call 904-633-2000 and get flexing today.
If you want the most live college football, you need Xfinity from Comcast. You get ESPN Goal Line for all the best action on Saturday and the Watch ESPN app to take the action wherever you go. This is college football on Xfinity. This is awesome. You can't get all that with satellite or UVerse, so switch to an Xfinity double play for just $79.99 a month for 6 months with the sports entertainment package included for 3 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 11/30/12. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
It's a Hail Mary. Jones pulls it in. Touchdown!
Yeah!
I'm in Jay Ross's living room. Jay, your team just won the game. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to break open another bottle of Crown Royal.
Excuse me?
We got to celebrate! Woo! Going to celebrate with some Crown!
There you have it. Jay Ross saying the words every fan longs to hear. I'm going to break out another bottle of Crown Royal.
Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly. Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. 2012, The Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut.
Back here on the Winn-Dixie postgame show, following a 27-10 Jaguars loss to the Indianapolis Colts, Marco Coleman has the good, the bad, and the ugly.
On a day when we got a chance to recognize those that have made a big impact on our safety here in the U.S., the recognition of the military, having the secretary there for the interview, seeing the new recruits basically coming in and getting involved. I thought that was a major deal, man. The passion of one of the soldiers coming in and family seeing them for the first time. That was the best part of the evening, I would have to say.
Yep.
It was the best part of the evening. Bad were those darn referees, man. Woo. I don't care what the deal is. This just was not right. I mean, the bias that goes on. I think that a lot of the changes within the NFL for the referees is not making it easy for them. So much subjectivity. You know, nothing is concrete as the way to make these calls with the quarterbacks, when they can be hit, when they can't. It's terrible.
Shorts on the sideline, by the way. I still don't know how that's not a catch.
I mean, that was ridiculous, man. The way this game was called today by the referees is borderline ugly, you know. But I'm going to have to go with the ugliest thing of all, and that's the home record for the Jaguars here in 2012. You figure these guys have been outscored 153-44 at home. I haven't won a game at home. I don't know what it's going to take to get that fixed, but that's the ugliest thing I've seen as it pertains to this franchise. You know, it's a big black eye. The most games they've lost in one season has been 6 at home.
Yep.
And right now they're at 5.
All right, that'll do it for the Winn-Dixie postgame show. Stick around if you dare. Here in Jacksonville, the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show is straight ahead. Jaguars have a little extra time to lick their wounds here. Again, a week from Sunday, they'll be down in Houston to take on the one-loss Houston Texans, who take on the Bears this weekend, by the way. It might be the two-loss Texans by the time they get to them. But in any event, it'll be the division-leading Texans. Jaguars don't exactly have a cupcake waiting for them, one of the best teams in the National Football League. And we'll see if Blaine Gabbert plays. Shoulder injury, kind of decided to cut their losses today by leaving Henny in the ballgame, although Gabbert looked like he wanted to try to go back in. Instead, the Jaguars are left to try to figure things out. It's been a familiar theme this year. Jaguars lose at home. It was ugly early and didn't get much better. 27-10, Jaguars 1-8. They split the season series with the Indianapolis Colts, and the Texans are coming up next.